Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to Coco Caliente, a mother and daughter production where we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Jenny. How's everybody doing today? First thing up, I want to talk about, we've been spending a lot of time, in fact, all weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all day working on the boutique,
on the new store. Mom's been working really hard. You got the most done by far.
But it's a lot of work, is it not?
Yeah, but it's fun.
Sunday I went, actually my mom lives in Cassidy, and that's the town it's going to be in. Mm-hmm. And she lives like 2 blocks away. So I've been getting to spend quite a bit. My mom loves to come there when we're there and to mm-hmm. work. So I've been getting to spend quite a bit of time with her over there too. So that's nice. So on Friday I went first by myself for a few hours in the morning, and then Nicole and my mom joined me.
I had an ortho appointment. And then I joined you after. And then grandma came like maybe an hour.
Yeah.
It was a long day for everyone, but mom got the most progress done. I felt like my brain was being scattered.
But still, I felt like we got a good chunk started, is what I was going to say, on that Friday with just us three. And then Saturday, we got a lot done, but it was a lot more hectic because my brother-in-law came and he was working on the counter in there. So he had his project going the whole time. Mm-hmm. Dave and Victor were there hanging everything on the walls that we mm-hmm. needed them to do. And that was a lot of like stud finding and, you know, making sure, cause you got to make sure everything's going to hold and the clothing and the lining everything up. So they were there doing that. I was still doing all the busy work of trying to put everything away. Mm-hmm. And Nicole was trying to do that too and chase an arrow. So we had
I was like being pulled in all every direction. Cause mom would ask me something. Jimmy would ask me something. Dad and Victor asked me something, which is good. I need them to ask me the things. And honestly, I loved that day so much because we were all there working together. I felt like none of us were rushed. It was fun for me. I loved it. And when I got home, I was like, that was like so nice. Like my parents just being there and just, they're so helpful. And my dad was just so supportive. And it is like hunting season right now when they do hunt. I don't even know what seasons it is exactly, but him showing, that was like really, really big, like love for him showing up that whole day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was patient and just like, I want to make sure everything was perfect. And he was like excited for us. I loved that. Makes me like so happy.
But it was super, super like crowded because the counter came in and that thing's huge. And like, he was basically like brought the guts of it in, you should say, like the 2x4s, the shape of it. And then he was working and sawing and doing things, putting it together. And so then they were on the outside and I was hanging up all the stuff. So it just seemed like we really did a lot of progress, but it was like, everybody was just working hard and in tight quarters. So then on Sunday, Nicole didn't go on Sunday. I went on Sunday and then my mom came an hour later and now the whole floor is, everything's put away and everything's back organized. Now, actually the fun's going to start this week as soon as me and Nicole can go. Cause we can actually I'm excited cause I want to do the fun stuff, like the pretty stuff and set everything up. And we're finally to that point like our part mm-hmm. is. We still, you know, need to get people in there to do other things, but I'm excited, aren't you?
Yeah.
And no, you haven't been there since I cleared mm-hmm. everything out. And then Victor was a big help because I packed up. He brought the enclosed trailer and picked up everything Sunday after I was all done, and that cleared it right out. Like all the empty totes, all the hangers and stuff we're not mm-hmm. using, all the spring and summer stuff, and all the fall, or all the, what else was it? Anything seasonal, anything that I had packed up for him, his ladders and everything, so that there's actually so much space in there. So I'm super, super excited to get there.
That's exciting.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Sunday I didn't work there. I went to church, and then when Vic, Arrow, and I go to church, we go to lunch right after, and then I had a grocery order because I had a really busy work day Monday, which was yesterday, and then today. So I had to pick up a grocery order, and I could only get in till 2:00, and so then I was like, hey, we should see like what Jacqueline and Mike are up to. They live in Bad Axe, and they have a daughter the same age as Arrow. Anyways, they're like our close friends, and they're like, come on over. So we ended up going over there until the grocery order was ready. And then, so I was home by like 2:15, and I literally had to prep. I prepped food until like 8:00.
It was exhausting. And actually it was perfect though. I was glad, you know, it was perfect because I got a lot done, and my mind wasn't stressed. Even though everybody else is there watching Arrow, like when I'm paying attention, there's so much stuff there. Is there not a lot of stuff he can like
get into?
There's tools. There's like, so I got everything. Now I feel like when he comes,
it's nice to get a
break. When he comes
tomorrow,
it's
nice to get a break and like just work in peace and quiet.
Yeah. But now when he comes, I think there's so much. We took his little desk up there cause he likes to work too. He says, Mia, I got to do my work. I got to do my work. Mm-hmm. He goes and gets his screwdrivers, except for we bought him a tool kit and it's so cute, but he wants the real tools. He's just way too smart. He wants the real screwdrivers and
that's how it's always been though. Like with the fake phone, like it never really worked, or the play remote. He didn't like that. He just
knows. And he'll tell me to shh. I'm working, Mia. Like he takes the cardboard box he takes the screwdriver and he like
punches holes in
it. Yeah, like at least 200 holes in the box.
He said, look what I did.
Yeah, that's his work. He's working.
I'm working. He loves to say he's working. And if he's working, he has to have his boots on.
Yeah. He gets there.
If he's playing, the boots come off. If he's working,
and his socks. And he comes in there on that floor. He whips his boots and his socks off in like 2 seconds. And then it's not even 10 minutes later. And he's like, I got to go to work, and he puts some boots back on. Then he takes a break for a little bit and they're off, and then he's going back to work again, so he's got to put his boots back on. Mm-hmm. It's just hilarious. But now we took his little desk there, so then I'm gonna run him up to the dollar store, or else do it ahead of time, and there's a drawer in there, and get him like his own papers and pens. And he wants some baby scissors. He keeps talking about we need to buy him some baby scissors.
Really excited. I want to just make sure I say this. I'm really excited about the counter. So my uncle's building it, and it's just so big, and it's going to be so nice. And like what I was finding online was just it was really nice, but it was like way smaller and really expensive. So I was really worried about the whole counter thing, because I didn't want to just drop a bunch of money on a counter right when you're opening, because it just doesn't, what if it doesn't work out? But anyways, I mean, I'm sure it's still going to be like a decent amount, but it's just so big that it's worth it. Like, I'm just excited about it.
There's a lot of workspace on there. We'll be able to do the online orders and everything. Yeah. And like
fold stuff on the top, like nicely. We can have like piles of like, if there's somebody shopping, you can put like a shopping pile there. I don't know. It's going to be so nice to have that instead of just like a little tiny checkout, like what we had up at Fort Austin. Like, you know how...
Oh, yeah. I'm excited too. That's the biggest thing though right now that I think we have everything. The only two things that I am worried about three things right now, actually. And I'm talking this with you because we never really discussed it. And I know one you're worried about is signage from outside for outside so that you can know where to find it.
It is confusing, a little confusing, because there's a business that I'm renting from. They are in the back, but their sign is in the front and it's big. And so I had, when I'm just like working in there, and they're not even a store that's like open for people to come shop in. It's more of like a storage thing. And
it's more like their warehouse.
Warehouse, yeah. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. And they have all their tools and stuff. But people walk into my shop when it's like chaotic and messy and ask.
And looking for
try
them.
To get them. And I was like, oh, no. Like, so I just want to make that kind of more clear. Yeah, so I don't.
So signage is the one. And then. What was I going to say? The two things. Oh, the top for the counter. We have to go try to figure that out so that we got to do that sooner than later because he wants to do that this weekend, right?
Oh, did he
You
not?
Guys didn't do anything yet. Yeah, we have to get a top.
No, he was getting a price on something. He was. I'll text him when I get
him. Okay. So the top for the counter and then the other thing. What was
mine?
It?
What I'm worried about.
Oh, and the scanning system.
Scan system to work. Yes.
Do you have one?
I don't know. Like I bought stuff. I don't know what it is.
Okay. That's what we're going to need Victor for.
Yeah.
Hopefully Victor works short days this weekend and he can come up there. So I plan on being up there pretty much all weekend.
Actually have
again.
Like an inventory count is what we're going for.
Right. And to scan things out. Yes. So though that's it. And I think then we're going to be, you know, I think it's going to come fast now, like all the setup and everything. We're going to pull all the mannequins out this weekend, get them all dressed
Mom
up.
Mom is so excited. I'm going to let you dress them. Mom, you do your thing. She's good at that. You'll be good.
We're going to dress. Yeah. We got to dress the mannequins and set them up. I want to put a Christmas tree up there and get that decorated.
We are trying to open for local people. We're trying to open. It's going to be like a soft launch, like the 15th. That's would be the very first day if we can even make it. But because it's like opening day of deer season of hunting with the gun, I guess. And,
a lot of women,
so they don't really have, they don't have school in Ubley. I don't know. They don't have school. I think at some other schools too in the area, but I never had school cause everyone would miss. So, it's like a shopping day for girls and a hunting day for boys. So we're going to try to open for that. And I think we're going to try to put something together for like the first, I don't know. I'm not going to advertise the shop, what we're giving away, because I don't know what it is yet or anything. But I also want people. So what I'm looking for is like, I don't know if I should be sharing this with you guys, but I'm going to. Like, I don't want people to just come in and because they don't really want to be there. I guess I just like am really excited for genuine shoppers and connections. Like, aren't you, Mom? Wouldn't you rather have like a quality few customers than just like a bunch of people who aren't really interested and just kind of like,
well, I no,
yeah, that well, like, so, or I don't know.
No, I'm not worried. I'm worried about our location a little bit.
Yeah, I'm worried.
I'm worried about the location, but I'm not worried about the customers because even like when we were in Port Austin, like so many of the customers were repeat customers. I think like,
no, and that's what that's what I mean.
And
though.
That's what I want to build
You'd
up.
Yes, build
yes.
up. Like I'd rather build.
That's what she's trying to say.
I don't want
to
just say, oh, I'm giving, cause people are like, what you should do is like give away like these bags or whatever with stuff in them. And it's like, yeah, I do. And I probably am, but I'm not going to say I am, but I want it to be people that like
are going to be your
excited,
customers, yeah.
are excited, you know, and just kind of like, I don't know. I'd rather have it be a, I'd rather under promise over deliver. Does that make sense? Like,
yes.
Like, oh, wow, you bought something. Like, here you go, you get this. Like, it's fun because it's, like, genuinely a connection. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, I am worried about the location, but it is a learning curve. I'm excited to learn with it. I mean, I'm excited that Dave's actually excited about it. Like, I think mm-hmm. he, you know, wants me to be able to get. And the thing about it with
Dad
it being.
Dad is so excited about it for you.
And with it being our business, like, we don't have, say there's a big snow day. We don't have to go to work because obviously you guys are not going to be coming out shopping on that day either. It's for safety. So it's going to be nice and we'll get
you
the
set your own schedule.
Yes. And we'll have a Facebook page with like the, hours and stuff like that.
And what I'm really excited for is me and Mom, when we're up there, I think it'll be fun to get out of the house. And I'll make her try on stuff, and I'll put it on like online and on my stories, and then I can try on stuff, and we can like make reels and stuff, because it's going to be, the wallpaper up there is so cute. It's going to be really cool, and it just,
and there will probably be hours upon hours where we don't get customers.
Exactly.
Where we will have time, yes, to actually do that stuff, because we
and
won't be at
learn
our houses.
How to, and I'm going to learn how to sew up. I know I'm going to have so much free time up there, because free time, but you'll be working, but it'll be fun work. And I want to try to learn to sew and stuff. Yeah, I am more scared about the location than Mom is, but I love the optimism of my mom.
I'm excited.
It's fun.
I'm really excited, just, and I'm excited that we find, I mean, I feel like we were like kind of slack in there for the, you know, a couple weeks.
Oh, for
sure.
And
then, we know that the 15th is coming. So like we decided, well, we're going to work on it. And I dedicated it, and I went Friday, I went Saturday, and I went Sunday, and I was so exhausted. Mm-hmm. And then Nicole had a busy work day, Monday. And then I had to be there at 6 this morning, today too.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my gosh, I just need to,
my legs still hurt just from everything. Yesterday I was in so much pain. Family, friends, and Lumi whole body deodorant. These are the things I'm thankful for this year. Why? Because Lumi is a deodorant like no other. It was created by an OBGYN who discovered BO isn't just an underarm thing, it's an all over thing. So when she developed a pH optimized deodorant that's clinically proven to block odor everywhere, not just your pits, but your privates, feet, and beyond. The best part, no matter where you use it, Lumi is proven to keep working for up to 72 hours. 3 days of odor control isn't something to be thankful for. I don't know what is. Special offer. New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with our exclusive code and link. Use code COCO5 at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com. So for me, oh man, I was talking fast. For me, Lumi, what I love is the wipes. The wipes are amazing because sometimes you just get that like BO scent is stuck in your pits. And for me, like I really have to like wipe it out. Like even just like a shower isn't going to do it. So with the Lumi wipes, it takes it all away. Okay. And you can use these wipes in other parts. If you're working out and you can't grab a shower, grab the wipes. And my mom is big on the cream and she's big on the deodorant. So we all have both or all three things, and it works. So you guys should check it out. It's just been crazy busy. And then tomorrow, I don't know if we're going to the store or not, who knows, but this is like our last couple days to get everything ready. So
this weekend I plan on a lot in it. So we'll keep you updated and we hope to see some of you guys there, the ones that
and
are
I will
able
say
to.
That we're going to have like, We have such a variety of things. We're going to have a really cute, like little stocking stuffers too. If you're just looking for like small things, I just want to say that, because like my shop too is not like fast fashion. It's more, I like to like quality over quantity and buy less and wear it for like 5 to 10 years, buy that jacket, like spend that money, but like wear the heck out of it. You know what I mean? That's kind of how I feel about my clothes. What about you, Mom?
Yeah, when I was unpacking lots of stuff, I had helped pick out some stuff. And when I was unpacking them, I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to try this on. I do not need any more clothes. But I guess what? I'm going to be owning a few more things because I saw some things that I liked. And we're going to have all sizes. Mm-hmm. We have a few sizes still to work on, but we definitely have all the children up to, what, probably 4T right now.
For sure. And then we have like a little bit up to like size 10.
I'm saying we got to get the middle ages yet. And We're going to try to get some unisex in. And then we have a little bit of men's stuff, very little right now. But as far as like women's and girls, we have all the way from extra small to 3X, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have a wide range of sizes in the stuff. We have some gaps to fill in. And we're going to watch like as shoppers come in and what they're looking for,
exactly,
because that's the
so
way.
I'm going to have I didn't even tell you this. I want to have a box that is like, what, like kind of like a little survey, like what were you coming in for to look today? Like, would you, like basically What are you shopping for? I would love, like, if there's a customer that's looking for something that I don't have, like, and you live in the area, I can try to get you what you want. I can get what your style is, because it's going to be completely different. I've been catering to just online, my online boutique. And, that was way different than the people in Port Austin were buying. So I had to like pivot there. And then now I'm sure that it's going to change. So yeah, if you don't be upset, if you come in and then I don't have something or your style or something that you like, talk to me.
Yeah. We're open for suggestions. And that is something that
we go like above and beyond too for the customers. Cause I have ordered, okay, you guys, I have ordered shoes in for people and they wanted them like in 2 weeks. And I've ordered these shoes and like, say like the order minimum is like $500 and then they're paying $75 for these shoes. And then, so I have to hurry and like order a bunch of other shoes that maybe someone would want to get to 500. So I feel like we go like above and beyond. If our customers actually want something, I will make it happen. Like I won't just be like, oh no, I can't. Or I don't know. I like that in like business. I like when people are like that with me, like with my hair, with whatever, like, oh yeah, let's do it. Let's make it work. So,
ran the local party store, well, four of them, but mm-hmm. at the end, but one in particular in our town. And that's one thing that I did all the time there. I mean, it might just be two people who buy that certain drink, but they're coming in every morning mm-hmm. for that drink. Or I always carried specifics to
you even ordered in like, well, I mean, I don't want to promote like cigarettes or anything, but like you have someone and they'd be like,
or
hey,
a cigar.
Can you please get me this? And you would like go out of your way to make sure that they had.
Yeah, because they would come in every single day and they would get that exact thing or, you know, that in other stores, they said they can't find it, but they would come in and they would get other things too, but they came back repeatedly. And, you know, they didn't, you know, I would be like, if you're going to come in and purchase it, yes, mm-hmm. I'd be more than happy to order it in.
Yeah.
I didn't just, because a lot of the stores now, I know the store switched and it's like more, planogrammed. So now in there, like more than half the stuff that they carried when I was in there, certain kinds of chips. Like I would get in anything.
They do
anybody.
Not have Funyuns. Okay. I can't find Funyuns in Ubbly. Like what the heck?
I would think Mindy would carry Funyuns.
She doesn't.
But,
well, yeah,
but I'm just saying like, yeah, that's planogram now. And so there's just certain basics and that's just cause they're, you know, they don't want to sit on the stuff, but I wasn't sitting on that stuff. It was really, it made it more successful. And we sold such a more variety of everything because they were coming in and they were purchasing it. They weren't going to look for it anywhere else. They stopped. And it's like, say I was ordering in something and I hadn't seen that person for a month, then, you know, I'm obviously doing the weekly inventory. So I know, okay, something's going on. I'm not going to order that mm-hmm. for a little while. And then when they came back, I would put it back on my list, you know, mark it, you know, don't get this right now, but hardly ever, you know, it was just nice. And I think they always liked that they could count on
routine, for
you know, that they could just grab their things that they didn't just find anywhere else. And it would just, it'd be very random stuff. It could be a candy bar. Mm-hmm. I mean, but they would come in and they don't buy five of them at once. You know, that was their routine. They come and grab their coffee and this and this and this. And, you know, and I always had it.
Yeah.
In
I think
the store
that's where
them.
I get that quality from with you. Cause you're always like, yeah, let's make it happen. Because that made me so, like in Port Austin, I had someone come up to me and she had bought a bunch of stuff. And she's like, I'm looking for a really cute, like baby bonnet. Do you have any like warm baby bonnets? And I was like, oh, we like sold out. But like in my store, I would be like, all right, let me pull some up online. Let's order you one.
Yeah, but you just got, but I just seen all the winter ones.
No, I do have a lot of baby bonnets now. No,
I just unpacked
I'm
that
just
box
saying,
and
like,
they're
for
really cute.
For example, like, yeah, they're really cute. For example, though, say someone wants one specific thing.
Yeah, somebody asked her like I'm for like, a parka. So then she went like, right home and started looking for
them.
I'm
like, yeah, well, let's, which one do you like? Do you like this one or this one? You know, like, because you can look and order, and that's really fun too. But there are minimums like on my side that I have to meet, unfortunately. So I can't just like order one thing. So it'll just take me a little bit probably that day to fulfill, okay, what is, hopefully maybe another customer wants something similar. And anyways, but yeah, no, that's going to be fun. And we're also going to, my mom is really good at, if someone comes in,
oh,
you are good at this. If someone comes in and needs like styling, my mom's really good at that. She from all the years of her throwing me in a dressing room and throwing stuff in the room, I'm like, Mom, I'm not going to like this. And then I end up loving it and it's my favorite piece. So she did that for people in Port Austin and we didn't even have a dressing room. And so I'm excited for her to be able to do that for people around here too. Like, here, try this on. I know it's not something you think you'd like. I mean, you did that for Mariah too. Like,
I don't know. I think it's with being like even heavier too. Like with just some things, I can look at people sometimes and just tell, you know, like from tiny people, like what, just even when I pull that stuff out, even I brought, actually she needed to do some work and she needed different outfits. So I was at the store Sunday and brought you home stuff and you liked the choices that I brought home for you to wear.
It's good to have a different perspective, like throw a little mix in it. Cause you can get stuck in the same thing and maybe that's not exactly what like looks the best on your body type. Like I know I wear now is different than what I wore when I was small, but like I still have the same taste. So it's good for my mom to throw something in the mix. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's really good. Like it feels fresh and new. So anyways, that's going to be Jenny's free service. If you come in and you need some styling or need a new outfit or some recommendations, she's going to be good at that. So
yeah. And it's just my favorite part of that is when people are like, no, that is not nothing I wear.
Cause you did that for Rachel too.
And then they come out and they're like, oh my gosh, I love this. This looks so good. That's my favorite. I mean, it does not hurt my feelings if you come out and say, do not like this.
Yeah. There's times where I'm like, Mom, yeah, this is horrible. I told you it's horrible.
You know, and I don't like, that does not hurt my feelings at all because
she finds it fun.
But I love when somebody comes out and says, oh my gosh, like, yes, I would never have tried this on. And that's like my favorite. The next thing I want to talk about is it's sickness season. And I
hate
Thanksgiving,
it.
Halloween, from Halloween to after Thanksgiving to me is sickness season. And I see that COVID's coming back strong again and it really stresses me out. So I'm just wondering, like, a lot of people are sick or, my sister is a teacher and she had COVID this weekend and she said she's had it a few times and she hasn't had boosters, but she did get her vaccinations like back then. Like she had a couple boosters. So say three shots altogether. And she said that this was by far the worst time out of the few times she's had it, like three times, hasn't she?
I don't know.
And now my niece who goes to it, she's only in like third grade and she just went to the doctor today cause she's sick and she tested positive for it. And she's at a different school and definitely hasn't seen my aunt. They're not even the same family. And so I am like so nervous about like going anywhere right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like stressed right out about every little cough again.
I'm
not even just calling it like there's flu, there's COVID, there's I seen Bay City School. What did I tell you they were closed down because of?
RSV.
Yes. And I seen it in an article the other day that Bay City was closed from Friday to Wednesday. Well, they already had Monday and Tuesday off. So they took Friday off too and they were cleaning the school because they said RSV was going around in the kindergarten and first grade classrooms. So it's just like, that's the only thing I do not like about this time of year. It just, and I would think the cold air would kill it all, but I don't know. It's the opposite, it seems like.
Victor told me that the cold air, because I sleep in the cold, and he's like, you're going to get sick. I'm like, no, like it kills the germs. And he's like, no, it makes your body have to work harder to regulate your temperature. And so you can't fight the bacteria and stuff. I don't know if that's a
myth. Do keep it a little bit too cold.
That's an armchair expert idea right there. I don't know if that's true at all. But anyways, I sleep with it really cold, but I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. This episode is brought to you by Blissey. Who knew that a better pillowcase is all you needed for better sleep? Let's talk about staying cool throughout the night and waking up with hydrated skin and hair. It's time to upgrade your sleep with Blissey's award-winning 100% mulberry silk pillowcases. The holidays are just right around the corner, and if you're looking for the best gift you can give, look no further than a Blissey silk pillowcase. Silk is honestly the most luxurious gift to give your friends or family. These are the perfect gift for any occasion. Plus, it comes in gift-ready packaging, and they'll be sure to love it. Give yourself the gift of Blissey today, and you'll want one for every room of the house. So the benefits are... Blissey silk pillowcases are temperature regulating and have naturally insulating properties. So if you sweat and overheat while you sleep, Blissey is for you. On top of that, it's also great for hair because it reduces frizz, tangles, and prevents hair breakage. It keeps the moisture in your hair and keeps your skincare products and natural moisture on your skin because silk does not absorb the moisture off your face. You can say goodbye to wrinkles, dry, flaky, and red skin in the morning and wake up with healthier hair. They're made of 100% mulberry silk, which is naturally hypoallergenic, so you can sleep more comfortably without itching or rashes. And they're great for those with allergies. So we have nothing but great things to say about Blissey pillowcases. They help so much with my skincare, my hair, and all that type of thing. So... I also like to stay nice and cool throughout the night. So Blissey silk pillowcases are the best silk pillowcases on the market. They have a ton of different prints, colors, and they make great gifts because there's an option for literally anyone. Men love them too. We have over 1.5 million raving fans, and you could be next. Try now risk-free for 60 nights at blissey.com/coco and get an additional 30% off. That's blissy.com/coco and use code COCO to get an additional 30% off. Give yourself the gift of good night's sleep with Blissey.
But anyways, talking about that, so what is it going on? It's like 3 years COVID.
I don't know.
Been around.
Mom, you keep saying COVID so much. It just makes me like, ugh.
I know you don't like the word, but this is what I'm thinking about. I actually was thinking about this the other day, how much socialization has changed since that time. Like, I feel like I don't ever go to anybody's house now and knock on the door or just walk in. I don't ever go anywhere without letting somebody know I'm coming over. And back in the day, I just went wherever and people always came over and knocked on the door and just walked in. Nobody comes over my house either without me not knowing that they're here.
Paris,
do you know
is
what I'm saying?
A little stinker.
And do they do that at your house?
No.
And I know, but isn't that weird? And it's got me almost to where, like, if somebody did knock on the door for some odd reason, it might be the Amazon person just letting me know they're here. I'm like, who's here?
Never answer.
I feel like so antisocial.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like it's changed in the last 3 years. I've become like.
It's because of phones, I think, more so than even COVID.
Do you feel really antisocial?
Yes, but I'm content.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, it's everything has really changed.
I
don't even go to my mom. Back in the day, I go to my mom's every single day and just walk in her house. I don't even go to my mom's without letting her know I'm coming now. Like, it's just like I always.
Yeah, and I guess you're right. I think it probably is sickness too, because with having a kid, a small kid, I'm like, I didn't even go to family Christmas. What was it? A couple years ago. So yeah, I'm kind of weird about it. Cause if I walked in someone's house and they had COVID or something,
and I don't even know if that's what it is, or if us just sitting home for that year made us all antisocial. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, like you go out, you're out, you're not antisocial. I don't think you're antisocial. It's just hard to get people out of the house.
I feel like I am. I feel like I kind of am when I think about it. I do not socialize, like even, and maybe it is the phone thing and the stuff, you know, because I used to talk on the phone a lot. I don't even talk on the phone anymore, hardly.
Well, yeah, you don't have to keep up with anyone through, you see it all on Facebook and stuff. So I think it's a combination, but that's big because someone would tell you, oh my gosh, I did this, or I got this award, or, you know, I had a baby and this is the baby's name, but now everyone sees it because of that. Everyone knows all my personal business.
No, but I honestly feel like who do you talk on the phone with? Mariah, and that's it basically, right?
Yeah. Mariah, like, you, Victor, dad.
Yeah, but ours are just quick because we see each other. I hardly ever talk. I talk to my mom on the phone, and my sister, but I hardly ever talk, like, have conversations. I used to talk on the phone a lot. I do not do that. A text here and there, checking on people. And if I don't, mm-hmm. if it's that on Facebook and I don't know what's going on with their life and I can't message them about it. But like, as far as I feel like I socialize way less. So that's why the store, I think, is going to be good for me too.
That's what I was going to say. I think it's going to be
because I think
for us.
I'm like stuck like in a routine right now and, you know, and too content with it. Is what I'm saying. I'm almost too content with being antisocial. And it's,
yeah.
And if people hear us talk, they probably think we're not antisocial or at all, but I feel like I am. I am compared to how I used to be. So I'm going to say that you don't still think that I am, but I am compared to how I used to be. And I think it's norm because I watch TikToks and I see people, they're like, the doorbell rings and they're like, oh my gosh, who could be here? And they're like, grab blankets and whatever and wait for them to go away. Like, too. I see TikToks.
I never even look out the window.
I see TikToks of this. So it's not just me. It's like what the world is kind of becoming in a lot of places because it's just funny. I watch that stuff. And anyways, okay. So what else do I got to talk about? Oh, the Big Brother. It didn't happen what I wanted to happen. And the final three are Jag, Matt, and Bowie Jane. And I'm just ready for the season to be over. I'm ready for the finale and just want to see who gets America's favorite player. And I do want to see who wins and I want to see their speeches of what they gave. And I think anybody, just from my child being on there, anybody who wins earned it in some way, no matter what. Like I said, the only thing I'm like upset about is all the nasty talking, you know, and it's still going on. Like everybody's out of there and they still don't have nothing better to do. It's just that's the only thing that bothers me. But as far as like anybody who played that game and lived that life, and I feel like I lived it on the other end and it's hard. So even living it as a parent or a family member of somebody that's on the show is extremely, extremely hard. So anybody who gets there and can handle that all them days in there and wins definitely deserves it. So I don't want anybody to think that I don't think that. I'm just a little bit just disappointed in some of the behavior and wish I had somebody more to cheer for. Cause nobody stands out in front of the other one to me right now. And I guess that's what I got to say about that.
Yeah, I have nothing to say.
Yeah. What else do we want to talk about? I can let you pick a topic now, but I do want to tell you one thing I noticed. Arrow still, he's smart as a whip. I heard him counting to 13 today, and he counts like things in books and stuff like that. We don't even tell him to do that stuff. He'll just count and tell me how many bears are on the page or whatever. But still, I asked him some colors today, and I know he's not colorblind because of the test. He still does not know his colors, and he is 2.5. He is not interested, Nicole.
I know.
That's a job I'm going to give you. You need to look for a color game.
The things that he can do is just beyond me.
He put puzzles together today, and it's the first time I saw him do it, and I was excited for him. He did really good at putting the puzzles together today. But yeah, I think some kind of game we need to look for is colors. He gets out 10 games in a half an hour, though. He wants to play every single game.
Oh, geez, Louise. Like, all the time. So I just bought some, and then I was like, maybe they'll wait till Christmas, but I just bought some like affordable ones off Amazon. So that way more for my sake too, because I just get so sick of trying to make an adult's game a kid's game because you really can't. So I bought like actual kid toddlers games. So Don't Break the Ice was good. Don't Spill the Beans, that one's cute. Hot Potato, and then there's
Does he like Hot Potato?
Not really.
He didn't seem like it to me today.
Well, he kept throwing. He gets.
He
excited.
Does like Don't Break the Ice, though.
No, he does Hot Potato if you have it and you act like whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, he wants you to like.
Maybe if we had more people doing it,
us three, he likes it because he hurries and throws it. So yeah, he would like it more, I think, if there's more people.
Oh, he wants to make an art and craft every 2 minutes. He wants to play a game. Then he wants to cook all within 60 minutes. He could make cupcakes, play 10 games, and make 5 arts and crafts and hang them up by himself and say, look what I made. He is like the Energizer. Well, he's got your new nickname. He's my new Energizer Bunny. Mm-hmm. He wears me out. Even if I don't even move. And when he wants me to like play like chase, or he's going to get the darts after me. He says, I always say, Mia, don't run, because he wants, I have a, you can run around the circle in my house. He goes, okay, Mia, walk fast. And yeah. He calls that my running. You walk fast, because when I walk fast, I walk like almost running. But it's just funny because he's he's just full of like, oh, everything right now.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
But anytime this is really bad, and I'm sure every grandma's like this, and I don't know if it's because I spend so much time with them. I can only be home in an hour, and I will like repeat Dave's, poor Dave, he's like, he hears it all the time, and I'll be like, look what I, Mia, Mia. And then like, I'll say stuff that he says to me because he says stuff to me all day long.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. But Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
And now his new thing is calling me and Nicole, one of us Mama Mia and the other Mia Mama.
Yeah, I'm Mia Mama and you're Mama Mia.
Yeah, I'm Mama, Mama Mia and she's Mia Mama. I'm is like, that what it is?
I'm like, what? Because today I thought he was calling me Mama Mia and he goes, no, you're Mia Mama. That's Mama Mia. I'm like, oh my gosh, whatever. He's so silly.
He's just extremely funny.
And he pushes his... what do you call that? His stool. Everywhere he wants to go in the kitchen, he just pushes it and it's like the tall one. And so he gets right up there. So you have to really watch with that because he'll get right by the stove or he'll get by the sink, wherever he wants to go. Next thing you know,
where's my stool? And I actually bought him one for my house too. But after like watching how crazy he is, it was in my garage for a month and I didn't put it together and bring it in. And I'm glad I didn't right away. And I like watched him more at his house. He gets into everything. So I just bought a tiny one that's almost like a stool for me that you just fold out. And now he calls it his baby stool. Where's my baby stool? If I go to like make macaroni and cheese, he brings that thing so fast over to the stove and steps up mm-hmm. there. Like he has no fear of what's going on. And I'm not going to make him breakfast. Like this morning when I went there early, he's going to make his breakfast. He's buttering his own toast. And he broke the butter dish, Nicole said today.
Yeah, he did.
He's putting the toast in the toaster. He's popping it up. He's pulling it out. He doesn't.
I do like that. Cause that like can count. Like today we just made corn muffins. Like, okay, that kind of counts as like a craft. Like it takes time. But then he's like, all right, what's next? You know, I'm like, I got to clean this up. But I do love that he knows how to cook. Cause I do see some kids that I don't think like cook much. And I just love how he like, I want him to know those basic things, I guess. We're lucky enough to be able to do that with him. Cause I'm sure he can't do that really yet. Daycares and stuff.
Oh, he wants to, like, he knows he doesn't want to put pepper on his food, but if me and Dave are eating, he's like, you want some? He wants to put the pepper on my food. He wants to get the ketchup out. He wants to get the syrup. He wants to get everything that he can give you. Like, he loves to make, what are them called? Concoctions.
Yes.
He is like, into making concoctions. So that's the one thing I think that's I'm going to love about him going to a preschool is remember like centers, you know how they all have little centers and you can bebop around. He will probably be so excited about that.
He's going to have a great, once he gets there with people, he's going to have so much fun. Cause Vic did take him to a Kinder music class. Sorry, Beyonce.
And it's the same one like me and Nicole took him to a year ago, and she said there's a big difference right now.
Oh my gosh, she said he was like so good and put everything away, followed all the rules, listened so well. I'm like, okay.
What day of the week is that?
Thursday. I'm like, okay, so maybe he's just wild with us. Like maybe he knows when to turn it on.
And Victor said it. Victor went to one before too. Like, yeah. I think it was like 8 months ago about we were taking them. And, but they were a little bit farther away, but now the teacher has a class closer now. And, I think Victor noticed a huge difference between then versus now, right?
Oh yeah. Like he didn't put stuff away or anything. Like he didn't mostly know
just
how to clean
he
up.
Mostly just ran around in a circle and
but
like
she
looked.
Said, yeah, he said he followed orders every single thing she said. He did, which is so cool. I taught him last night how to tiptoe, and so we were tiptoeing because he walks like I do, very loud, like an elephant. And I was like, we gotta tiptoe, we gotta scare dad. And so I taught him how to tiptoe, and now he like loves, he's like, tiptoe, tiptoe.
I mostly watch him over here, but like today and yesterday I was over there, and when I went to lay him down for a nap today and we're laying down there, Nicole does walk. I didn't even tell her like that. And he's like, I said, Mama's going to work now. He's like, no, I hear Mama. So she just comes just barreling around the corner all the time. And I said, oh, but she's working in her office here. And he's like, oh, okay. But he's like, I hear her. What's she doing? Like, he can hear her, everything she's doing. Just funny.
Still didn't do my uncluttered mom stuff. Okay. As soon as the store's open, I'm going to start that up. And then I guess like the last thing that I kind of want to end with is I'll talk about, so I joined that women's Christian group. Anybody in this area who wants to join, it's ages 18 to 35, but I'm sure either way, like it's fine, like a little bit. And it's really good. Last time, two weeks ago, it's only once a month, every fourth Tuesday. And then there's like food and drinks. So you take turns bringing food and drinks. But anyways, it's really good. And so like why I started it, which I might've said this before it's a little deeper now. Why I started is because I wanted to like ignite like a fire in my faith, because I see these people who have, you know, traumatic things happen to them. I'm like, oh my gosh, like how do you get through? Like, how do you do it? And like one was like, you know, my faith in God. And I was like, wow, like I need to be that strong. Like I need to be able to have something that can make me that strong. And I was like, I really want that, because it's like, I see her and she believes so much. And I've always believed. It's not that I haven't believed. I grew up Catholic, went to, you know, catechism, which I told you before, but I will say that like my best friend, she doesn't. And so she would talk about it a little bit. And then like everything she was saying made sense, like logically and stuff. And she's like science-based. So I'm like, okay, yeah, yeah. And so I think after 10 years, I'm just kind of like, yeah, I don't know. And so I had to get over the questions of like, well, why does bad things happen to good people? Like that was a question. And then the point was that bad things do happen to good people. And then she's like, because of our sins. So our sins are what causes that, you know, like someone's sinning and it's causing that. I'm like, well, what about babies? Like babies can't sin. They're too little. And then it's like the people before, it's just like all these sins kind of like on top of each other. We created this world that we're in. We have so much options that we do all the time that might not be the best for the world. So like we could create like sicknesses or pollution or fires, like all these things, like it's us creating. So I'm like, okay, I get that. I can understand that. And then, the one most powerful thing that a mom said to me, cause we're in smaller groups, and she was like, look, and she's not Catholic. She's something else. I can't remember. But, she's like, I want to go to heaven and I want my kids to be there. Cause she's like, I can't imagine my life without my kids here. And she's like, and you know, if something were to happen to one of us, I just want to know, like in the end, we will be together. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is like so powerful. Like that's all I needed. And it just like ignited this fire in me since then. And I'm like, okay, yes. Like I want, the only thing you can take to heaven with you is your family. So I feel like it's like my duty to kind of just like share that with you guys, because I think, I don't know if it's important. It helps also with like anxiety and stuff, because a lot of anxiety of mine like revolves around dying and like what happens. And, you know, there's so much like there's It's just, so I started listening to the Bible in 365 days by Father, I think it's Father Mike. And it's just like 30 minutes a day. And he kind of puts the Bible in like terms where you can understand it. And so I'm just like starting there. Mom, you're zoned out. I know this is like a rampage, but I'm starting there because I've never read the Bible or anything. And whatever faith you believe in, any faith is better than no faith. It could be just like the universe itself, like whatever you believe. I also believe in energy in the universe and all of that type of thing too. But I just think it's really cool. And anyways, Victor's like, you're going a little crazy with this, Nicole. Like, you're putting too much on me. Because I'm like, we're going to church. He's like...
Yeah, but Victor enjoys going to church.
No, he does, but he's like...
We all... Once we go to church, we all feel better about going to church. Do I go to church regularly? No. Should I go to church regularly? Yes. Do I pray every day? Yes,
yes.
I do.
And everyone... So I also said that. I was like... I was just asking these questions like, bam, bam, well, church, like, you're not supposed to, I thought you're supposed to get something out of it, but you're not, if you get something out of it, that's an added bonus. Church is for, to show you're worshiping, and it's for, you know, Jesus and everything that they've done, he's done for us. And so you're just supposed to be there like, I'm so grateful, I'm worshiping you. And if you leave with like anything more than that, then that's like an added bonus. So you shouldn't have any, they say you shouldn't have anything to do. Father Mike said you shouldn't have anything to do better on Sunday unless you can't get out of bed than worship the person that you're here because of, if you believe. So anyways, I was like, oh yeah, I gotta go. Because you're supposed to go to confession if you miss church and you can actually go to church and you can't get bread that next time. So there's like, that's like really deep and in depth. But anyways, that's like how that goes. Wait, there was one more thing I'm trying. There was one more thing that I wanted to share with you that I felt like was really like good. Oh no, it was a point that I brought up and, oh shoot. I don't know. Anyways, I think that, okay. The last thing I'll say is they say like the book that we're reading is Saints Start or Heaven Starts Now. And being, I'm like, what is being like a saint? And what does that mean? And they say like, it's not good enough to just be a good person. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to start doing my duties here. You got to be a good person, obviously, to get to heaven. But okay, this is so far off track what we normally talk about, but I just, I'm talking about it. I'm sorry. Maybe we'll edit this out. But that you also are supposed to like, kind of like talk about your faith and show appreciation and stuff like that. So that is what I'm doing right now. Is maybe someone needed to hear this, and it helps with anxiety too. And knowing that you'll be with your family like forever. That's like the most amazing thing. Okay. That's it.
All right. Well, she left you off with lots of good information and why you left.
Because you were dozing off.
I was not. I was just listening to you.
Oh. All right. Thank you, guys. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.